Greetings. This is David in a Fulcrum podcast. One of the aims of the Fulcrum is to introduce new opportunities that are making their appearance on the horizons of human development. I am thrilled to have with me today Oliver Gunzler, who is pioneering a new emerging science called electrobics that is as yet little known of, now in the process of appearing on the world stage. And Oliver agreed to have a conversation about electrobics because I think that many of you would love to know about it. So, hello, Oliver.
Hi, David. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, you're welcome, Oliver. And, well, maybe before continuing, I could say a couple of things about you so that everyone has a little bit more of a sense of who is in this conversation. And Oliver is an avid researcher of the human possibility since a young age, with many years of different processes and explorations in different scenarios, a very rich experience in working with people in the context of workshops and coaching, into not just the human possibility, but Oliver has a rich and professional background in the well-being sciences and in the healing domains as well, next to the leadership and personal growth dimensions. And I think like thousands and thousands of people have gone through your workshops and coaching processes, and I know some of them and how keen and enthusiastic they are about the experiences that are going through at your hands. So knowing many of the listeners, the subscribers of the Fulcrum, and I'm sure that many would love to know about this new opportunity, which I have had some experience with, and I think it really is an absolute groundbreaking new science that is making its appearance. So maybe just say a few things about electrobics. Like, what is electrobics? What is the story of electrobics?
Yeah, which I think is a very, very huge area. And I mean, to begin with, is electrobics is still developing and still growing and evolving process. So it's not a finished something you can directly learn. And it comes out of over 40 years of in-depth research and discovery about different and various internal and external factors that actually influence and determine generally human well-being, health, and the state of mental, emotional, and electrical faculties in the human. So it has formed out of, there was an inquiry about what it actually means, living in a body, and how our faculties and energy systems are influenced by movements, postures, exercises, and how they're interresponding with the mind and the electrical world. That's where the electrobics is actually still growing out.
Right. That's already fascinating. One of the things that I'm caught by from my own experience so far is the currency of electrobics, and I will explain. It's about 5,000-7,000 years ago that certain natural sciences that concern the interaction between the human and the human energy system, such as the Eastern, those who are born in the East. And one of the things that I've come to see that they have arisen 7,000 or 5,000 years ago, and the human has been evolving. Yes. The human is currently going through a significant evolutionary update. The human system is going through an update. And electrobics is born inside of the currency of it and is responding to the currency of it. And there's so many aspects of electrobics that are preparing humans to, if you like, new energetic realities as I see some. Could you say a few things about that?
I mean, it's spot on. I do. I mean, everybody. I had a conversation in the morning with somebody. I've been working since a while, and nearly not everyone, but many, many people register that the times we are living in are so different than 2 years ago, 5 years, 10. I don't even need to go back. So what in us is actually registering that the time is different, and we are living in I would call it epoch change. There was something what happened over the last hundreds and thousands of years, and people feel it's like a feeling of spring, like fresh new start, and everything is possible. The old doesn't hold anymore so much. The new is not yet there. Many, many different areas are popping out, and the picture of the human is changing, and how people respond. See, that kind of like the energetic worlds are getting more and more conscious, which weren't kind of conscious a few decades or even 100 years ago. So the body-mind connection, people speak about it, you can read it in the newspaper, and other things are changing. And so this is a response to these times, because we are coming into a different time. The world becomes different. The world is connected to cosmic influences,
yes,
evolutionary processes, and the human is a processing machine. So we need to digest energies which are not yet happened, and 5, 6, 7 thousand years ago, different energies being around on that planet. Now, very different energies are on the planet, and the human is one of the processing machines. You know, nature processes energies from the planet, nature, from cosmic influence and universal influences. So we need a different way how to digest these new influences, which are, we are all facing them, and we all see them, that things are different in the relationship. I mean, you can see in the last 20 years, internet changed the whole world, but this is only a technical expression of what actually the human can do and what possibility of changes are in the air. And electropics is one of the discovery versions that you can actually be an active part, and you can learn differently how to digest, how to engage with these energies, and you can get a more conscious understanding and a feel of your own electrical, etheric worlds and anatomic bodies. And I mean, 500, 600 years ago, humans started to find a physical anatomy of the body. Before, it wasn't kind of so aware. So they started to look, where's the liver, where's the heart, where's the digesting system? As, for example, with electropics, you can start in your unseen worlds, including your aura. There's an anatomic structure, because energy moves through certain patterns. So it's not randomly coming. So in you and around you, there's a natural anatomic structure where energy actually works and flows through. And electropics helps you to discover these things in yourself. So you become in charge of your own life more and more, because you know, you understand, you can influence, you can engage, and then you can as well improve the quality of your energies, how you think, what you think, how you want to feel. And you're not just a victim of your culture prints from the past. So you're becoming more co-creator of your life and what's being actually possible in these times.
Wow, this is already extraordinary. And we're not really getting inside like the inner picture of it, but just the story that surrounds it is really quite incredible. And I know how much research, live, connective research, not intellectual, but experiential, live, by people who have a deep interest in the nature of interaction that can happen between the human and the system, and the human and what is now appearing in an evolutionary sense. And so maybe we can make it a little bit more tangible at this point. And could you like get in a little bit more inside of the picture of electrobics? yeah, make it a bit tangible. How does it work, actually? You know, when a person is interested in an electrobics workshop or coaching process, what is the nature of experience that they go through?
I mean, there are many, many different versions of how you can engage with electrobics and in the seminars. So you can do this through, for example, through meditation. You can do this through different kind of workshops. You can do this by one-on-one engagements. You can do this in group seminars with other people. So, but if you come to a seminar, for example, and it depends what content it is in, but let's see, like 2 weeks ago, there was an engagement with quite a few people. And one of the engagements is that you start, for example, to experience your electromagnetic field around you, which is your aura, and you can actually feel it, you can sense it, you even be able sometimes to start to see it in one light. You can actually start to see electrically as well. So that's engagements that you actually start to connect to your energetic worlds around you and as well in you. So I'm just one of the simplest versions I can like share with you, that normally you walk from A to B. You can actually try it at home. Like, take yourself a few seconds, maybe if you want to. We do a little experiment, like spontaneous. So what you can do is take yourself a minute, maybe 1.5 minutes. And if you want, you get up out of your chair in your room, choose maybe 2-3 meters if that's enough space. And you choose a place where you want to walk to. So you just get up from your chair and then take 5-6 steps, don't need to be that big, and walk to B. And just do this for a few seconds. And then maybe come back to just check in with you, how did it feel? Did anything happen in you? What you register. So what you're doing now, before you're standing against kind of where you started, and what you do, you imagine, maybe stretch your arms around your body, out of to the side, to the front, to the back, and on the top, and imagine an energy field around you, which is filled up with your own energy, with processes you are having, and just fill it up for a few seconds, like an egg shape around you. And at the end, what is, there's a cortex which contains the energy of you. So imagine yourself, you're living in an eggshell of energy. And now walk from where you are to where you walked before, the 2-3 meters, and be aware of your energetic eggshell around you. Just start and walk. Okay, I guess, I mean, this is really an experiment, and over podcast, I'm not sure how it will work, but I mean, we are discovering things here live. Sense the difference. And I can tell you what happened in the seminars, in the workshops. I mean, how people feel, they feel much more lighter. They feel much more intact if they are walking. They feel more wholesome, for example, with themselves. And it actually, people responding after they've been to seminars and workshops, weeks and months after, that they're using these things, like that little example or exercise, they're using it in their relationships, in business relationships, in private relationships, and things are changing. Because the more of you suddenly, or not suddenly, but invited, is actually part. So any decisions you're doing are actually with more of you, because you invited actually the whole life which surrounds you, and there's much intelligence in the electromagnetic field around the human. So you are more than only your body, and you have many intelligence in and around you. And through the electrobics, you start to learn to engage with them, to build trust and a good relationship with them. And so in the practical tools and skills that you're able actually to perceive these energetic anatomies helps you.
Right. So. Yeah, this is really, really so important because I'm sure, again, knowing many of the listeners, some of which have been in to extensive leadership programs that I've been facilitating over time, and where the subject of the aura and radiation comes up in all sorts of ways. And to begin with, if a person is too much into the hard, what is called the hard skills aspect, and a person can think, yeah, what is being aware of my aura? What is that to do with my decision-making? However, this is really just really dipping our toes into an ocean of incredible perceptions about the human system and the energetic aspects.
It's a new sign. I know kind of that it's really not easy for people to have that. In one way, it's everything starts in the unseen world. And we all know that everything you do, everything you feel starts. Did you ever see a thought? It's an energy. Did you ever see a feeling? It's an energy. And that will later become a habit and a movement. So it's actually everything of our life, even what we are having here. We're having a microphone in front of us. So before it was a microphone, somebody had a thought which wasn't there. And that's where it starts. And in the human, actually, everything starts as well in the unseen worlds. So that's where it is a science on one level. I know it's not sometimes not so easy to understand, but I do see more and more people realizing that there's more than only the physical or only the results we're perceiving.
Yes, and if we stick for a moment into the decision-making realms, and when we make a decision, I think everyone can relate to it, is that you're about to make an important decision. What nature of awareness do you have when you are in that process? Because there is, if we backtrack a bit, the question is, what is influencing the decision-making process? What is causing it in the first place? And when a person is more tuned to the unseen dimensions of themselves, it makes it much easier for them to pinpoint and feel and perceive and understand what they are influenced by, not just the outcome of the influence, but to be able to pinpoint the influence itself. Because it's the system that detects the influence. It's not you that detects it, it's your system. And this brings us to like a huge aspect of electrobics, which is the way that we interact with the energetic systems of ourselves.
Yeah, of ourselves and as well of the external vectors around us. I mean, that is, everything is influencing the human. I think at the beginning we spoke about that, you know, the human is a processing energy machine. And so, I mean, I'm just looking around here and I'm seeing plants, for example. So plants and humans engaging with each other. They are having kind of like an engagement. There's colors around us on the wall. The colors affect you. If the wall here would be red, it would affect your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is being affected, you would make maybe a different decision because you're in your sympathetic nerve system. Mm. If you're in the sympathetic nerve system, you're having more adrenal. So you would have a certain vector in you which make a decision. So if you make a decision in the blue room, it might be different. So if you are in different ecologies, color, smell, texture, even going to your clothes, I mean, we can go to another level. You know, we are wearing clothes. We are wearing either natural clothes or we are wearing clothes which are often plastic. They're plastic in clothes. And that will influence your way of thinking. The light you're sitting under or next to is making a huge effect on your mental faculties. So if you're sitting in an office, for example, and make a decision and on top of you, there's certain lights, electrostatic influences. It actually decreases your mental faculties around 20 to 40%. Mm. That's why all of us, we, the external world, the environment, other people, having all the time exchange, unseen, energetic. So the more you know about these things, the more you know about the influences you are around, which you are causing, even the body language, how you're sitting, for example, you know, which is a huge part in electrobics. It's like body language and how the mind is influencing the body, because behind every movement, there's energy. So if I give you the hand, for example, it depends how I'm giving to you and what accompanies that movement. So it's a science. It goes into every little detail of the world. So, and engagements in our daily life.
So this is really great. And to perhaps one more question that is upfront on my mind, and a subject that I have a deep interest in as well, and I know many people do, and maybe by this we can bring this podcast to a point, that it is to do with the realms of healing, which has so many levels, and also my own experience with electrobics, that it has an aspect, one of its aspects, is how the technology that has been developing inside of this living science is helping the human system to self-heal and balance. And maybe you could say, and I know that you very much have been into it, Oliver, and maybe you could say a few things about how that works.
Absolutely, yes. And it is one of the great loves I'm having, the relationship with healing. And I think there are many, many, many different levels of healings. So, I mean, we all experience healing on an automatic level. Everybody, from the first breath you are actually taking, it's an inbuilt software in the human system. So whatever you're doing, every second your complex is actually healing, regulating, balancing on all levels. It's kind of on a physical level, on an emotional level, on a mental level, and on all other levels, which is one function of the soul. The soul is actually part of that healing entity in oneself. And we experience this on different levels every day. Even, I mean, simple, we go to bed in the night, and most of the time we are really exhausted and depleted of energy. The batteries are very low and we are just nearly falling into the bed. Whatever, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours later, we are getting up in the morning, and some, at least, some batteries are more charged definitely than before we went to bed. So, I mean, to charge batteries emotionally, mentally, physically, it needs a certain energy. So that is a natural healing, like a natural healing technology, which actually is already inbuilt in the human, so we don't need to do something. And there are levels and levels and levels and levels of automatic healing. So, but now the human is not only automatic, the human has a different potential. So a human can choose, a human can actually interact as well. So you can start to build a trusted relationship first with your automatic healing software, I call it. That's one level, but then you can actually start to activate certain healing cycles which are in the human, around the human, certain movements helping actually to activate consciously different healing circles, I would say, where you can as well aim to certain levels what you want to heal, or where you want to that the healing runs through, because a human can actually transfer energy into different parts, either of your body, into different parts of your mind, into different parts of your emotions. So the human can transfer specific energies into a certain direction. You can use your mind, you can use your emotions, you can use movements and postures to activate healing circuitries which are dormant in the human. They are not automatically activating. So it's the same, you know, you learn something about a certain area and then you get more conscious and then you can actually use it more. And one of the journeys in electrobics, if you go into electrobics healing journey or path, that you can actually start with certain movements to activate certain healing essences in yourself with training, certain exercises that you actually, even for your personal development, you know, you have certain qualities living in yourself. And in certain life circumstances, you need specific qualities which you can actually invite. You can invite healing qualities into your life. And that can be, it doesn't matter. It can be hope. It can be different. It can be patience. It can be willpower. They're all healing entities which are helping you. And the electropics will actually help you to integrate them, not only on a mentally level. So most of the people understand these things, but what electropics gives you, it gives you a really a full experience of reality of these lives. So it's not only the word that the mouth is saying something, but your whole complex actually get an experience of what energies are, where they are running through and maybe around you. And that you can do with different technologies, with different exercises, with different movements and postures.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. How to bring the totality of oneself into the experience, yes, into the process.
Yes.
And I have seen that happening in my own experience with electrobics. This is just brilliant. And it's just really introducing something new and exciting. And I said in the when we started that how thrilled I am about having this conversation. It has such a pioneering freshness signal to it. And there's a new website, I understand, that
yes,
has just been coming, as just appearing.
Yes.
And so we will have the details of the website where it has all the yes, different options of engagement.
Yes.
It's in the message that you would get regarding this fulcrum. And perhaps we would consider a follow-up.
Absolutely, that would
to
be great.
Maybe that will offer a few simple exercises for those who want to get a taste of like the access entry level to electrobics.
Yes.
But in the meantime, get in touch, send questions, and thank you very much, Oliver. This has really been just so, yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, the same for me. Thanks for the invitation and looking forward to maybe possible more engagements into the future.
Yeah, great.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.